feel that it's a great feat for you?
I mean, yeah, it's a good accomplishment, especially for my rookie year, to reach 1,000 yards.
Was making the Pro Bowl a goal of yours this year? Is that something you thought about going into the season?
I mean, it's definitely something that I thought about. I think every player should have at least thought about it before coming into this year. Yeah.
You think you've earned it? You think you deserve to be in the Pro Bowl?
I don't think I earned it this year, to be honest with myself.
Why do you say that?
I just don't feel like I've done enough, and I feel like a lot of other receivers have played really well this year.
What did you learn to set, such high standards for yourself? Where did that come from?
I guess I've just always been that way.
What were your thoughts when Charles Woodson announced he was retiring?
It was unexpected. I didn't think he actually would. He's had such a great year this year. Like you said, physically, I think he's able to do it, but, you can never tell if a guy is mentally there and he actually wants to come back. He's had a long, storied career, and, it was just sad.
Well, what can you take from a guy like Charles Woodson, obviously playing on the other side of the ball, as a leader, as a person, just from your 1 year?
I can tell he's a really smart player. He's really dedicated. He works really hard. I always see him in the weight room putting in extra work. I always see him in the training room making sure his body is right. He just takes the game really seriously.
Mari, these final two games, what are some of the goals that have been laid out by the coaches? I mean, let's start with Thursday's, are the goals laid out by the coaches? Is it more so doing the things you need to do to close out games, since that's kind of been the issue this year?
Yeah, definitely. We have to play four quarters. We have to play better in the fourth quarter. Just have to keep competing, keep our foot on the gas.